10 a.m. Friday morning. The gym at Carleton University in Ottawa is packed with engineering students. They've arrived for the technical exhibition of the Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race. Why concrete? Because it's the last thing you'd expect on a sled. Teams from 14 universities across Canada are here to display their designs and to show off their school spirit. There's an Oompa Loompa team wearing overalls and matching green braids. There's the big fat Greek toboggan crew hanging out in togas beneath a cardboard Parthenon. And there are the flaming fowls with caps featuring chicken legs made of yellow felt. But it's not just about costumes. It's about the sled.
What's special about your sled?
Well, it's one major thing is covered in feathers. So as you can see, we went for a giant chicken.
Giant as in 300 pounds. Complete with a concrete bottom and a papier-mâché chicken head on top. Andrew Kiyovsky is team captain.
Our running surface, what we did, we made a contoured bottom, so it's higher up in the front, and as it goes back, it progressively flattens out. So in theory, it'll compact the snow and make us ride maybe faster.
Have you tried it out?
No, because our brakes, we actually worked on it on Wednesday before coming up, so we didn't get a chance to test anything. So.
The Flaming Fowls are not alone. Most of the sleds will make their inaugural run tomorrow, the day of the race. Test runs, they say, are too risky. Hit a bump too fast, and the concrete can crumble.
Okay, well, we're from University of Waterloo, and our sled's name is Return of the Sled Eye, obviously Star Wars theme.
Dan Roscoe runs a hand over the thick slab of concrete that coats the bottom of his sled. Each sled is required to have a concrete bottom, a working brake, and room for 5 passengers. Roscoe is particularly proud of the sled eye brake, which relies on borrowed parts to cushion the sudden stop.
The whole braking unit is riding on the aluminum column there, which at the back has 2 springs off a Ford Pinto. So hopefully the riders won't stop as quickly as the brake does.
The competition offers a reward for best braking system, as well as best design, top speed, and best toboggan aesthetics. But it's really not about the prizes. Josh White and Emil Lauren are with Team Oompa Loompa, and their focus is on having fun.
It's an awesome time. Plus, it's really cool. You get to actually build something and apply what you learn in class. So it's...
And you got to love the challenge. It's building something that is theoretically impossible, like super strong, lightweight concrete, a sled out of things the sled shouldn't be built out of. It's kind of fun just beating that challenge.
The next morning, the teams gather at the top of a local ski hill. They huddle around their sleds, rubbing them with thick layers of wax. Carlos de la Vera is captain of Return of the Sled Eye. His team's made some last-minute safety adjustments, covering sharp edges with styrofoam.
So do you think the styrofoam held on by duct tape will actually protect people?
Well, it's a 300-pound toboggan with 5 riders. It's not going to be being cut that's going to kill you. It's going to be the weight and the momentum of everything hitting you. So it's just, you know, a little bit of safety in a dangerous sport.
Nearby is the team for the University of Calgary Chuck Boggan, as in Chuck Wagon. They're mourning the loss of their longtime toboggan ritual.
The University of Calgary had a long tradition of nakedness at this competition, so last year we brought it back, did a fully naked run in Edmonton, and got suspended by the university, so this year there won't be any nudity, I don't think. And it's quite a bit colder here too, actually.
The race begins, and the crowd chants as the chicken head toboggan slides to the top of the 78-foot hill.
You guys ready?
Never.
We're petrified.
If we're not, it doesn't matter.
You're petrified?
Oh, yeah. You know, say we're chicken. Oh!
The foghorn blows, and the sled gets a push. The huge chicken slides about 10 feet and then grinds to a stop. It's a disappointing finish for the chicken team as they push their sled to the side of the track. Next up is the University of Calgary's Chuck Boggan. They fly by fully clothed and cross the finish line, winning first place. A few minutes later, the Return of the Sled Eye grabs second place. The Flaming Fowls do make it down the hill eventually, pushed by a crowd of other competitors. But that's the spirit of this event. In the end, helping a giant chicken cross the finish line is just as important as whether you win or lose. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.